This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Flood situation remains grim in Assam with the death toll rising to 98. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma meets Union Home Minister Amit Shah to express concern over the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. Meghalaya government reviews the progress of Tracing the Roots, an initiative aimed at documenting Meghalaya's indigenous history, languages and cultural heritage. Now the news in detail. The flood situation in Assam remains grim on Friday, with the death toll rising by 1 to 98, even as the number of affected districts declined to 13 and the number of people impacted by the deluge came down to 1.55 lakh. The Assam State Disaster Management Authority bulletin said the latest death was reported from Mahmora Revenue Circle in Charedio District. The total affected people in the state stood at 1,55,849, with Golaghat being the worst hit district, where 58,750 people remain affected, followed by Sivsagar and Jorhat. Meanwhile, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma on Friday said his government will conduct a door-to-door assessment of flood damage in the four worst-hit districts from the 9th to the 30th of this month. He asserted that no affected household will be left out and the government will provide maximum relief permissible as per norms. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma on Friday met Union Home Minister Amit Shah to discuss the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. During the meeting, Union Home Minister Amit Shah assured him that the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 would not have retrospective effect. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Lal Duhoma said he had raised concerns over the proposed legislation with the Union Home Minister. In the meeting, Union Home Minister inform him that the bill would not apply retrospectively to past actions or transactions. On other issues raised, the Union Home Minister assured him that they would be examined separately. Last month, a delegation led by the Chief Minister, along with leaders of the Mizoram Kohran Hratitude Committee and the Council of Churches in Mizoram, had resolved to submit a memorandum to the Union Home Minister opposing the proposed FCRA Amendment Bill 2026. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Tsangma on Friday reviewed the progress of Tracing the Roots, an initiative aimed at documenting Meghalaya's indigenous history, languages and cultural heritage. The project employs multidisciplinary research, oral traditions and modern scientific methods to establish an evidence-based understanding of the state's origin. By documenting customary institutions, festivals, material culture and local languages, the state government seeks to bridge gaps in existing historical records. According to the Chief Minister, the initiative is vital for preserving invaluable knowledge and traditions. The 9th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence on the 1st of September, according to a press release by NLA Secretary Kruhito Tonu. Rio, the governor of Nagaland, has summoned the session under Clause 1 of Article 174 of the Constitution of India. The House will meet at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, 1st of September, in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Hall. As a nation prepares to celebrate the 80th Independence Day, Akashvani News Shillong brings to you a special series on the Indian national flag. Stay tuned for interesting facts about the tricolour. Here is today's fact.
Do you know about the visionary behind the Indian national flag? It took several designs and countless iterations to come to the present tricolour that remains a proud symbol of our unity and resolve. It is Sri Pingali Venkaya, the visionary behind our national flag. The Har Ghar Tiranga movement embodies this sentiment. The colour scheme was designed after lengthy consideration of each colour and what it represented. But the real significance is shown in the way the Indian flag colours come together. The saffron brings strength, white brings direction, and the colour green brings growth. The Ashoka Chakra makes sure that all of these are in motion. The tricolor is a balanced system of ideas and values, each of which supports the other.
That was about the Har Ghar Tiranga that is beginning today. Manipur Chief Minister Yongnam Khemchand Singh on Friday inaugurated a two-day consultative meeting cum seminar on the demographic profile of Manipur at Imphal. The event was jointly organized by the Home Department, Government of Manipur and the Manipur State Population Commission. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that ongoing bans, blockades and other forms of agitation along the highways have severely affected the economy of both the states and the country. He added that such agitations mostly hurt daily wage earners. Kiran Chand Singh further said that the ongoing blockade has also caused serious problems for truck drivers who are stranded on national highways while transporting essential goods to the state. Following directives of the Election Commission of India, Tripura will undertake a special intensive revision SIR of the electoral roll in line with 19 other states and union territories. The house-to-house verification drive will be conducted from September 15 to October 14. Chief Electoral Officer Brijesh Pandey announced at a press conference at the State Secretariat on Friday. He said that October 1 has been fixed as a qualifying date for the revision. The draft electoral roll will be published on October 21st, while claims and objections can be submitted between October 21st and November 20th. Their disposal will continue until December 19th and the final electoral roll will be published on December 23rd. Pandey said the last special intensive revision in the state was conducted in 2005. Members of the Sinjuk ki Nonsin Sharshnong Kabri Uhinyotrep and Sinjuk ki Rangba Kur Kabri Uhinyotrep on Friday called on the Chief Minister Conrad Sangma and Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong to discuss their concerns regarding the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Regulation and Administration of Land Amendment Bill 2026 and a notification on the fixation of land ceiling in Rai Laban. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma later said that they had a constructive interaction, even as he assured the delegations that their views and concerns would be given due consideration. He also said that the government remains committed to taking appropriate steps to safeguard traditional institution, customary governance, indigenous land rights and the unique matrilineal heritage of Meghalaya. Manipur Chief Minister Yongnam Khemchand Singh on Friday launched 8 online portals and the LR Manipur mobile app on Land Resources Department at MFSDS Palace Compound in Imphal. Addressing the gathering, Yongnam Khemchand Singh highlighted that the Land Resources Department in the past faced many inconveniences in managing land records that were more than 50 years old, some of which were in dilapidated conditions. These inconveniences will be significantly addressed with these online portals and the mobile application, he added, thanking that officers of the Land Resources Department. The Chief Minister said that those officers who have rendered their services with dedication, even during these challenging times, are highly appreciated. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio on Friday virtually inaugurated the Chief Minister Yarn Bank Scheme on the occasion of National Handloom Day, an initiative aimed at strengthening the state's handloom sector and supporting the livelihoods of weavers. The 12th National Handloom Day was also celebrated in Manipur, where Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and the Chief Minister Yongnam Khemchand Singh attended the celebration at Imphal. As part of the event, a short documentary titled Thread of Heritage was screened and a data book on handloom along with a coffee table book titled Threads of Heritage. Traditional and GI-tagged hand-woven stoles of Manipur were officially released. Meanwhile, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha extended his heartfelt greetings to the state's weavers and artisans on the occasion of National Handloom Day. On the other hand, Sheetal Tamang from Jorithang, Sikkim, won National Handloom Award 2025 in recognition of her outstanding contribution to India's handloom sector. She received the prestigious award from the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, today during the 12th National Handloom Day celebration in Delhi. Tripura on Friday celebrated its first state-level Chakmak Language and Script Day. A rally was organized in Agartala, followed by a function at Rabindra Bhavan. Industries and Commerce Minister Santana Chakma said the state government is committed to preserving and promoting indigenous languages. Tourism Minister Shushanta Chaudhary said the government respects every language spoken in the state and informed that 123 schools offer education in the Chakma language up to class 8. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to preserving Chakma language and culture. Now before we close the headlines once again, flood Situation remains grim in Assam with the death toll rising to 98. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dun Homa needs Union Home Minister Amit Shah to express concerns over the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. Meghalaya government reviews the progress of Tracing the Roots, an initiative aimed at documenting Meghalaya's indigenous history, languages and cultural heritage. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.